The word today is Zacchaeus. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Have you ever been stuck in a crowd and frustrated that you can't see what's going on up front? The Bible tells of a man like this who was so eager to see Jesus that he climbed a tree. It's a good thing because it changed his life. Here to explain is Pastor Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Zacchaeus.
We need to be careful how we judge other people based on how they appear. They may be tall or short, heavy or thin, but we have to watch that we don't make final judgment on what they are like just because of their body shape. There was a man named Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19 who was extremely short, and children have even made up a song about his being height challenged. The song went, "Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man was he." And then it proceeds to tell the story of how Zacchaeus climbed up into a sycamore fig tree in order to see Jesus as Jesus and the crowds passed by. This is all recorded in Luke chapter 19. The real problem for Zacchaeus, however, was not that he was short. The real problem for Zacchaeus was that he was hated. In fact, it says in the text that he was wealthy and that he was a chief tax collector. What this meant was that he was most likely accumulating his wealth based on ripping other people off. The tax collectors and sinners were lumped together as a group of despicable people, people that were hated by their fellow Jews. The tax collectors worked for the Romans collecting taxes from the Jewish people. They were Jews themselves, but they were seen as kind of traitors because they were helping the Romans. And then on top of this, often they would inflate the taxation when they would go to one of their fellow citizens. If the Romans said they owed 10, the tax collectors oftentimes would up the amount and make it 11 or 12, and this is how they ended up getting wealthy. So Zacchaeus was just simply not liked. On this particular day, we find this wealthy, distinguished man climbing a tree, which seems really strange. Most dignified people and people who are wealthy don't end up scrambling up trees. Well, obviously, Zacchaeus didn't have a good view of the crowds and of Jesus, so he wanted to see Jesus. But I think there's something else going on here, too. I think Zacchaeus was desperate. For all of his wealth, for all of his pomp and material things that he had, it seems he didn't have inner peace. And the Bible is very clear on this, that you cannot achieve peace within your soul through material things. Oh, the agony and the frustration and the sleepless nights people would spare themselves if they would simply understand that peace only comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. You don't need a lot of things in life in order to be content. You don't need a lot of stuff around you. You only need the Lord Jesus and what God has blessed you with, and you can be at perfect contentment. Zacchaeus didn't have this, and I think this is part of the equation why he's climbing this tree, why he's desperate to see Jesus, is because he's unsettled. He's uneasy. He's got all the wealth and everything he needs, but he's hated by other people. And this seems to all kind of come together in this moment where he has to do anything to see Jesus. This is not uncommon. There's people in the New Testament that are always desperate to see Jesus. We have the case of the woman with the internal bleeding. She has this hemorrhaging for years, and she fights her way through the crowd in order to touch Jesus' robe. We also have the paralyzed man who was lowered down on a mat by his friends, and they ripped through the roof in order to get him in front of the Savior. We have even the instance of the thief on the cross, this man, even in his dying moments, being given capital punishment, who reaches out to Jesus in desperation. It seems there's all kinds of people coming to Jesus because they are desperate. And Zacchaeus strikes me as just the same. One of the reasons why I think this is because after Jesus notices him up in the tree, which by itself is an amazing thing too, Jesus has all these people around him, all this crowds of people, and I'm sure there were many individuals who wanted to dine with Jesus, who wanted to invite him over, would love a private audience. And instead, Jesus picks the individual who's hanging out in the canopy of a tree, and he says, "I have to come over to your place and visit with you." And the crowd looks, and it's none other than the chief tax collector. It's this scummy individual who's gotten rich off of ripping off other people, and many of them are disgusted. So we have two things happening simultaneously. Zacchaeus scrambles down the tree because he's desperate, and he wants to take this invitation that Jesus has given him. And he's so excited that it says that he welcomes Jesus warmly, gladly. And then he announces to the whole crowd, "Here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Something was going on in Zacchaeus' mind. His life must have been really bad. He must have felt the burden, the guilt of ripping off people. He must have sensed he was so unloved. And here comes Jesus, and Jesus is willing to love and accept him and to befriend him. Now, I want to stop for a second and think about that, how powerful that is. Where are you in your life? Are you up a tree? Have you done something in your past that has put you in a seemingly impossible situation? Are you now unable to backtrack and undo what you had done? Are you looking for someone that will really love you and accept you as you are? Do you want the friendship of Jesus? The Gospels teach us that he reaches out to us and calls us and is willing to offer us himself. He's willing to befriend you, to love you unconditionally, to receive you. And all you need to do in return is to accept the invitation. All you need to do is simply say, "Thank you, Lord. I'd love to be your friend," and to welcome Jesus into your life. That's called having faith in him. That's called putting your trust in him. And it's the first step of becoming a Christian. It's one of the most important, joyous things in life when you realize that Jesus is your friend and that you can come to him and that he will love you and befriend you. Now, notice the crowd starts muttering. They start complaining about Zacchaeus. Actually, they're complaining more about Jesus at this point, saying he, Jesus, has gone to be the friend of sinners. They are not seeing that Zacchaeus is being changed by his relationship with Jesus. What they are seeing is the old man, Zacchaeus, the one who was deceptive, the one who was a thief. And yet Zacchaeus now is having a new experience. He is saying, "I want to start over. I want to begin again. And here's a person who will let me." This is a very important principle we need to keep in mind, is that if we know someone who wants to become Christian, if we know someone who wants to give their heart and their mind to God and wants Jesus' forgiveness, we don't want to keep them in that old image. We don't want to tell them, "Well, we remember that you still did this and you were that kind of evil person in the past and I'm not sure you'll change." We want to encourage them and to invite them to come and to live the new life, just like Zacchaeus was trying to do here. And so Jesus welcomes him, and he offers him authentic friendship and authentic love. Jesus even says, this man too is a son of Abraham. This is quite the amazing statement, because there were many people who were very righteous, very good. They were moral individuals, and these are the ones that are so upset now that Jesus is welcoming Zacchaeus, because they were decent people, and why aren't they getting this special treatment? Here's the reason why. Jesus came to help sinners. And the sooner you and I realize that we are desperately in need of Jesus as a friend, the better off we'll be. Jesus was looking, intentionally looking for people like Zacchaeus, people that have messed up their lives, people that are desperate, people that are hopeless. Why? Why do these people come to him? Why do they search out Jesus? Because they know that he will forgive them and that he will love them. And nothing has changed 2,000 years later. It's still the same. The resurrected Lord Jesus, through the Gospels, invite all who really need help, who need a friend, to come to him. He wants to befriend you. He wants to show you God's love and forgiveness. And so you have a choice. You can stand on the side and criticize, and you can mutter and say, look at the kind of people that become Christians. And you can fancy that you yourself are a better quality person, but instead you will be hypocritical, you will be self-centered, and you will miss the entire point of the gospel. Or you can be like Zacchaeus and recognize your sin, understand that you are not worthy of Jesus, but that he still loves you, that he still wants you. You can find out that the Savior is willing to be your friend. Maybe your life hasn't gotten bad enough yet, but someday you're going to be up a tree and you're going to be needing love and help and salvation. Jesus sees you. He wants you to draw near, and he wants you to receive him. Will you?
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.